Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks for tuning in for our devotion again this week. This last week, or I think the week before, I know of somebody who their fridge was being a little bit funny, and well, it was broken. They thought it was broken, and so it looked at maybe regassing it, looked at the wires and connections, did a lot to try and fix it, and nothing worked. So they ordered a new fridge, and the new fridge arrived. They set it all up and they're like, no, but this isn't working now. And it turns out that the plug to which the fridge was connected was switched off. So the old fridge actually wasn't broken. The plug was just off. And I thought that's relevant to us. There are times in life where we are really trying something. We're really working hard at something, or we're really investing time and effort into, it could be a business venture. I often talk about that. I often talk about relationships as well, because we invest time and effort into people. We invest time and effort into ourselves. We invest time and effort into all sorts of ventures, and the fruit of our labor is just not evident. Nothing's happening. And Israel went through the same thing after they came back from exile in Babylon. Babylonians took everything from them, their national and political life and identity, and whisked them off to Babylon. Then they came back, and now they have to try to get things going again. But they couldn't. They tried to work and things weren't happening. They weren't getting the milk and honey that they did when they first moved into the Promised Land, although they were naughty and misbehaved. But they weren't sort of receiving the fruit of their labor. And that's when God sent the prophet Haggai to them. And it turns out that they hadn't rebuilt the temple. They hadn't switched on the plug of their covenant relationship with God. And so I'm going to read from Haggai. We're going to read chapter 2, verses 17 through to 19. It says this. God says, I struck you and all the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and with hail. Yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider, is there seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing. But from this day on, I will bless you. So as soon as they rebuilt the foundation of the Lord's temple, as soon as they had made the commitment to rebuild the temple, turn on the plug again, switch on the plug of their covenantal relationship with God, that's when God said, from this day forward, I will bless you. So I want to encourage you today. You might be in a time of things where nothing's happening, where you can't see the reward of your effort and the time that you're putting into something. Have you checked that what you're doing is glorifying for God? Have you checked that what you have done is dedicated to Him? Have you checked that in that venture, you have made Him your priority? You have made seeking God your priority? You have made your relationship with God your priority? Perhaps that's all it needs. All it needs is that flick of the switch, rekindling your focus on God. Maybe it's not where you're meant to be, and so the switch won't turn on. You know, it's when on the switchboard when something's tripped and you keep trying to put the mains up, it just keeps flipping down. Maybe it's a case of that. Or maybe it's a case of just simply bringing God back into it. Bringing God back into your life, back into your relationships, back into your business, back into your academics, your education, back into your heart, back into your words, your deeds with everybody, back into your love. Love without God, without your first love, is nothing. It's just about switching on the plug, switching on, flipping the switch back on, getting your relationship back on track with God. It might just be that. And it might not be, like I said, maybe we're not earning and reaping the rewards of our work because it's not where we're meant to be. But it also could be you just need to put God first. He just giving you a reminder that you need to refocus your priorities on Him. So, I want to leave you with that today. Switch on the switch. Flick it back up, the switch of your relationship with God. Israel was stuck because they hadn't rebuilt the temple. So let's reconnect with God. Let's make sure that He is on the throne of the temple in our hearts. Let's make sure that Christ is King over our lives and that we are focused on Him in everything we do. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word to us again today. Thank you for showing us, reminding us about what happened to Israel when they got back. And things weren't working out for them, but that's because they hadn't renewed their covenant relationship with you. They hadn't rededicated themselves to you. And Father, I want to pray that this morning you'll help us to refocus ourselves on you, to flick the switch back on. Where we've been unfaithful and where we've ignored you, please forgive us. Please cleanse our hearts, take out our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh, we pray. We want you to be the focus and the priority in our lives and everything we do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.